B-Pod Studios.
Is Batman a superhero?
That was the big debate.
Hold on a second. We got a lot of text messages on that because I feel like superheroes is a genre.
Which, by the way, this is the Rat Party Podcast. You clearly knew that because you clicked the title and it said that. Yeah. And I feel like I didn't need to explain myself, but here we are.
Let's see. Rat Party Podcast, superheroes. What time do we do that?
I don't know.
7:30-ish, right?
7:30.
Okay. Early.
People said that...
Oh, you found it?
No, I just remember that Batman isn't a superhero. He's a vigilante.
Here we go. Batman and Iron Man are heroes, but they're not superheroes.
Yeah, superheroes require superpowers, which both Batman and Iron Man do not have. Both are, though, a really rich person who gets to do whatever they want because they have money.
I think being super rich is a superpower.
It is. And now I'm going to completely change your mind, Roy, because I know you. 980 sends a text message that says, just an FYI, for those of us who are huge comic book fans, we absolutely consider Batman to be a superhero. Whether his abilities come from external devices that he built or if it's an actual superpower, he is still a superhero. Robert Pattinson will figure that out when we boycott his movie and it fails at the box office because of his inability to understand the comic verse.
What did Robert do to you?
Good day and good night. He said that Batman wasn't a superhero. That's what got us into the whole conversation.
Oh, see, I didn't pay attention to how we got into it.
Oh my gosh. Really?
That's why it came up.
No, I don't pay attention to half of this show. I find moments to say funny things, collect my paycheck, and go home.
I'm so jealous.
we need to one day get a board up so you don't have to hit the button so you can come do the same.
I'm too involved.
That person's wrong. That person is wrong because...
You're not a comic book fan, though.
I don't care.
You're not
going to
boycott the movie.
You just require a minor amount of common sense to know that if you're a superhero, you have to have a superpower.
The suit gives them the superpower. Batman, Superman, do you consider Superman a superhero?
Yes.
Okay.
But his cape doesn't give him the power.
Oh, yes, it does. When he's Clark Kent and not in that suit.
He can still do
stuff. No, he can't.
Yes, he can.
I've seen him.
You've seen him, huh?
Well, not in person, but I've seen him on the TV show. I've seen him fly with his Clark Kent clothes on.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that, but I've seen him move really fast.
Can you text Nick and tell him to come to the studio?
Why, please? Nick? No, we don't need Nick to come to.
He's a superhero expert.
How do you know he is?
I have a feeling.
That's he's profiling.
Who do you think is a superhero? He's profiling.
Because here's the thing. Here's what I don't. You're fine. Here's what I don't want to happen is I don't want to get a real super fan in here and I have to tell him that he's an idiot. And then he has to always look at me as this mean guy about the superheroes. If you could shoot laser from your eyes, superpower.
But he can't do that. Will you please Google that, Loren? You have your laptop open.
What? What do you want me to Google?
Does Superman have powers without his cape or without his uniform?
No, the
answer is no.
When he's Clark Kent and there's kryptonite nearby, he crumbles.
He crumbles even when he's not Clark Kent and there's kryptonite by. That's his kryptonite.
That's the point.
What?
That's the point, that it's not about the cape.
I feel like I'm trying to find a corner in a circle.
And you're wrong.
Well, what are you finding
I've
out?
I've seen him fly with his... by the way, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't he...
I'm going to get Burpee.
What would Burpee know?
Burpee's not going to know.
Burpee will know.
He doesn't need the cape to fly.
Boom. He doesn't need the cape to fly, she says. How is this so hard for people to understand?
Unlike Batman, who does need it to glide.
By the way, I don't know what you just read, but it pretty much is validating everything. That Batman is not a superhero. But I do believe that he is a hero. And I do believe that he's in the same... category as all those guys.
I feel like everybody who loves comic book heroes and stuff, they're so passionate. No,
I don't know. Get on that microphone over there. Although, are you into the superhero?
I don't think Larry's going to.
It depends on what we're talking about. Superhero. Yeah, he's
all right, burping. Yeah. What up? Go ahead. Go stand over there.
We're doing our Rap Potty podcast, bro.
Potting.
Okay. Potting. Batman and Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Superman can fly, and he has a laser shooting out of his eyes and
all
that stuff.
Kind of stuff.
Does he need the cape to fly?
Yeah. He definitely needs the cake to fly.
No.
Yes, he does.
No. He has the superpower.
Have you ever seen him fly without the cake?
Yes.
What about?
He can't. All the Kryptonians can fly without the cake.
What about?
On Krypton.
No, you didn't. Where? What movie is that on?
I told you. I
seen a movie called Krypton.
I said this. I said, I'm going to go get Burpee, right? And they go, Burpee's not a fan. I go, if he's not, he's going to sell it like he is. Like, I know Burpee.
I'm never, I'm a
superhero fan.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Is Batman a superhero?
Yes.
No, he doesn't have superpowers.
He doesn't have superpowers.
No, Batman is a rich man who just, who portrays whatever.
No, he built.
Batman is the baddest superhero.
No. What's Batman's superpower?
Whooping ass. That's the superpower. He's black and he whoop ass. That's a superpower.
Okay, what about Black Panther? Superhero?
Oh, he's definitely a superhero.
Superhero, yes, because the vibranium gives him superpowers.
Yeah, but it's not super in strength his suit?
No, it's in the flower. It's in the flower that he took. I forgot what it was called.
Spider-Man bit by a spider, therefore superpower.
Just an FYI, this is somebody texted us because we talked about this on the air this morning.
Right, right.
They said, those of us comic book fans absolutely consider Batman to be a superhero. Definitely whether his abilities come from the external devices that he built or if it's an actual superpower, he is still a superhero. Robert Pattinson is the new Batman. He said that Batman is not a superhero. That's what brought this whole thing up.
He's dumb.
This cat goes, Robert Pattinson's going to figure that out when we all boycott his movie and it fails at the box office.
Right.
That's how sure
you never say that. You don't. Okay, just alienated half your fan base, dumbass.
Dude, who did? Yeah, I know. Play middle of the road,
I
Robert.
Said, and the way it came up in conversation, too, he was like, somebody said superhero, and he like went back on it, was like, no, Batman's not a superhero.
So this person's saying that he's still a superhero because he created things that made
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm a superhero.
Right.
The person that invented the airplane invented you to fly. Is that person a superhero?
Exactly.
No. Yeah, today we wouldn't be able to go nowhere. We'd still be riding horses.
People
and
it's people who made Batman a superhero. Batman isn't a superhero.
He got bit by a bat so he can fly.
No, he
did not. Why he got all the bats in the cave? He live in the cave.
He did not.
Yeah, why is he a Batman anyway? Why can't the uniform just be...
Yeah,
I don't know anything.
Yeah, that is true. Why is he a bat?
Y'all ain't gonna tell me. That's my favorite superhero now. Batman and He-Man are my favorite superhero.
He-Man.
Okay, I'm just saying. Y'all didn't grow up on He-Man and She-Ra. Exactly. Like
Masters of the Universe, one of my favorite movies.
But you don't have to act like it.
Hulk a superhero?
Yes, right.
Yes,
he's mutated.
He drunk that stuff that made him strong.
That made him the Hulk. Yes. Who else is not?
He's really an angry black man. That's what he is.
Wonder Woman's a superhero. Robin's not a superhero.
Robin was nothing. He
is
was just my homeboy
America
that hung out with
superhero?
Me. Robin was
Captain
just somebody
America,
that hung out
he was created.
Yeah. Iron Captain Man was not a superhero. He's another rich guy with a
outfit. He had a thing in his chest, though.
Oh, did he?
But he
I'm
made
Batman.
That.
You consider Burp your Robin?
Yeah.
On your radio
Burp
show?
Burp not my Robin. Jessica would be more of my
he's
Robin.
He's your Joker.
Yeah, he's more like
I'm Batman. He's Alfred.
He's actually more like the Penguin because he's shaped like
that. That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for giving
squaring
some.
That out,
thank you for agreeing with me.
Are you going to go
not
see?
Not a superhero.
Are you going to go see it?
Oh yeah, I'm still going to see it.
I'm going to see Batman. It's my favorite superhero.
Yeah. Really? All right.
I've never seen Superman fly. You got to come show me Superman fly.
Superman flying without a cape. No such thing exists.
He didn't get the uniform. He didn't get his suit until he fully became Superman, which means he could fly.
He didn't have his suit at 3. Come on.
All right. Bye, you guys. There's the Morning Madhouse, y'all. Check it in. I knew that they would know. And I knew if Burpee didn't, he'd act like he did.
But he did know. He's smart.
He knew.
But how about me, though, for reading the building? Right,
I would never imagine that those guys are into super things.
See, I hang out with Burp. I know he is.
Yeah,
you know, I know he's into that stuff. Anyway, those guys are awesome. We love when they come by.
Well, I'm glad that we agreed with me.
Yeah, I disagree.
I do think it was silly for him to go back on it and say it.
Robert Pattinson?
Way. Yeah.
Yes, no, if you're going to say an opinion, stick to it.
He just should have kept moving forward. But, yeah. You know, I just, the way I consider it, and I self-admitted that I'm not a huge comic book fan. I like the genre, but I think that anybody in that genre is a superhero. But then my mind is blown because then you have Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. It's the Chris Pratt thing.
Is Chris Pratt a superhero?
No, but he's in the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
What's he
or
do?
Or the Avengers.
Right? Avengers.
Yeah.
Avengers.
What about the Fantastic Four? Remember them?
They should be superheroes. Guardians of the Galaxy have that guy Groot, the tree, and the little raccoon guy.
Oh, see, I don't know those guys. I'm not into that.
I'm going to show you a picture.
I know of Batman and Superman and Spider-Man. Are they in the group?
I don't know. All I know is Bradley Cooper voices the
Who are those?
Raccoon.
What is that? Who is this?
That's Guardians of the Galaxy.
And there's what?
Yep.
I'm looking at a photo of the
cover.
Have
you really never seen this before?
No.
I don't even love comic. I don't really like comic
That's
books
Rocket.
Either.
Rocket?
And I've seen
Wait,
that.
There's a superhero raccoon? What happened to just like the Hulk and Spider-Man and Batman and
It's grown, bro.
The OGs.
It's grown. All right, let's get off the superhero chat and let's keep it on Roy and jump over to your house. We opened
it's
up
for sale.
We opened come buy it. Stay on the stuff. I'm putting it on the market. We did a new segment today, Lorraine. What do we call it?
The Chronicles of Roy's new home.
Yep, the Roy Brown new home chronicles, where we will now visit different issues that happen at your home. You had three major things happen. We talked about it on the show.
Crawl space flooded, bug infestation, and a heating issue.
Oh.
What was the third? What was the fourth?
The one that you told us off the air, I think, about you and Sterling were having a conversation about
it. We're not talking about that.
Okay, all right.
That's a whole...
Because that's another one of those things. You got to be able to explain. It's a whole explaining thing. Because it's not a serious problem. But if you have a licensed real estate agent, they would guide you through it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so it is now 10:11 in the morning as we record the Rap Party podcast. Any phone calls, any issues?
No. No, but the bugs have been hopefully killed. The water bugs were enjoying they originally actually owned the house and they were upset that we were taking over.
They're squatters.
They were squatters. And then the heating and air guy did too good of a job. It's now super warm.
It's too warm.
It's too warm.
We'll just back down the thermostat a little.
Oh, I will. Yeah. It's no big deal.
But when you buy a new house, you realize you have all these issues. Like when I moved in to my house in Ballantyne before I bought this house, we had, a whole bunch of fleas. It was disgusting.
They were jumping
on us. And
that's gross.
Yeah, it was absolutely disgusting.
No, I recognize that I can't call downstairs to my maintenance guy to come on up and deal with it.
Yep.
So it's just right now, I guess, with the top of paying for closing, paying for moving, paying for furniture, because we bought, we went from a one-bedroom apartment to a four-bedroom house. We had to buy a lot of furniture. And I guess when you tally up those bills, and then you're like, oh, there's a flood in my crawl space, I now have to drop another $2,000. You're like, gosh.
Yep. When does
can
it
I
end?
Get a break? I
but mean, you have a new roof.
New roof, new HVAC
that's
system.
That's huge. New, air conditioning and heat and furnace. Yeah, that's huge. Those are your big ones. And by the way, we're waiting for a stock the bar party at your house.
I can't wait. When I'm done and everything's calm, you're more than welcome.
All right. Cool. That is a Rap Party podcast. Thanks to Burpee and No Limit Larry for dropping by.
Yeah.
I'm actually off to the Belmont Christmas Parade here in just a little bit. The Christmas Parade, by the way, starts at 3:30 and ends at 5. I said, does anybody in Belmont work?
No.
What's going on? Anyway, thanks, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.